Satnam, everybody. Hello and Waheguru. We are in the initiation portal window of time on planet Earth, aligning with the galactic center, the core of the Milky Way galaxy. This is the portal. This is the time. This is the 26,000 year window that we have been waiting for, talking about, preparing for. With our group, we've been working together for a couple years, and our group feels really cohesive. And I was just mentioning to the group as we were talking that I was great this morning, the morning of the 18th, when I was meditating with Japji, and then I was meditating with some chants to the Divine Mother, Durga chant, and chant to Radha. I was feeling a very beautiful state, but today, dead in my life where I'm just handling things, just starting to feel a certain amount of anxiety, which means to me and shows to me that this time is a great shake-up or shake-down. It's kind of like the leaves of the trees the branches and leaves of the trees are being all shaken up. And those that have moved and are able to hold the frequency of the heart chakra, moved into, as Yogi Bhajan would say, and he's here nodding his head, smiling. Thank you, sir. So we'll just breathe in, allow his transmissions and the transmissions of the ascended masters to come into us. So he's just saying, breathe deep, down into your feet. Good. Okay, all right, we can continue. So just to understand that when we have moved into the frequency of the heart chakra and are able to hold that frequency of love to a certain extent, this is not a hard and fast rule that every moment you have to be some perfected being. It's no more, it's just more a feeling of that you have an integration in your energy field of love and compassion and empathy that is greater than the power over and the lower frequencies, so to speak. So this shaking of trees window that we're in right now, this initiation window, is just looking to see, hey, can you hang on to the branches while the tree's being shaken? And we all are. We are hanging on to the frequency of compassion, of empathy, which we've integrated within us to a great degree. And we know our path, we know our direction. So this shaking of the trees, even if we have those moments, as I was saying, you know, I do and I was today, those moments of fear and doubt, we know the direction. Our direction is set. And we are in Sagittarius, which is the archer, and the archer points the direction, the arrow. So this ascension period is about aiming our bow, the Sagittarius, the archer's bow, aiming our bow for the biggest, highest intention for ourselves and for the whole galaxy to move into that galactic starseed frequency alignment so that we're opened up. We're not an isolated planet anymore, but our hearts are open in an alignment with all the dimensions and other galaxies, Sirius, the Pleiades, other star systems, the Arcturians, all the ones that we've heard about that are a more, so to speak, evolved race or an evolved planetary systems. So it's our gift or ability or desire or grace to aim our arrows high, aim our arrows of our hearts, of our love, to connect with the galactic center of the planet. So this is really a direction-setting time. So we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be perfected beings. We don't have to be in the highest space in every moment. But it's more about our intentions. This is the intention of where are we going? Are we moving towards the higher frequency, towards the light, or as, you know, some beings on the planet, they don't know where they're going. Maybe they're confused. Maybe they're afraid. Maybe they're still in so to speak, lust, anger, greed, pride, and attachment as their dominant thought forms. So it's just, this is about shooting the arrow, the archer, the Sagittarius, and letting that arrow fly and letting our hearts be pierced by the arrow of love, letting our hearts be pierced by that arrow of divine love, so that we know that our direction can be guided by the divinity, by grace. And that's what this is about. It's about breaking this time frame. It's about breaking the, crust or casing around the ego mind, breaking open, cracking open our hearts, and feeling the connection with the divine. There's so much divine grace coming through that as we allow this to flow through us, and feel that coming into every cell of our bodies, then we allow ourselves to be elevated and carried with as co-creators with the divine frequencies. So that as we move into what it is that we want to create and how we want to be in 2013 and beyond at the beginning of the Sat Yuga, the golden age of enlightenment, our direction is set. Again, it's not about being totally at every moment having to be just the perfect being emanating light and love. It's about the direction, so that our direction is set to move with the flow, with the current of divine love, which is the energies that are coming through. And as we, our hearts get cracked open, the arrow, the bow, as the bow is shot, the arrow pierces our own heart with the knowledge, the experience of the higher frequencies of love, of higher love. And as we have that experience, now we're moving into working with spirit. So as I said, as we move forward in 2013, what is going to have power and impact on the planet is those creations that are co-creations with these divine golden ray, higher frequencies, whatever we want to call them. So there's a lot of frequencies being seeded right now. So we can catch the wave of those seeded frequencies. So this is the time to also breathe in just the feelings of the divine love, of these liquid golden light frequencies, which will become more congruent with our 10 bodies, our emotional bodies, as we pass the portal of 2013. So it's kind of a mixed up time, but it is a time to just affirm, yes, I know where I'm going. The arrow has pierced my heart, and I am moving into a state of grace and trust that divine love is my basic nature. And the pivotal piece is that divine love is real. It's not some imagine thing like in the Piscean age where we had to have churches and priests and people in charge of us to tell us about God or tell us about heaven or tell us about hell. We get to experience within ourselves, our own beings, our own flow, our own feeling states, what it feels like to feel the golden flow of divine love inside ourselves, which is the portal to allow us to experience our own divinity. So that's the unity consciousness that's happening right now. We're moving into the field of liquid golden light unity consciousness. It's a seed field during this window between December 12th and December 21st. These frequencies are being seeded in the field of unity consciousness. So as you just breathe in and even remember for part of the day, even for a moment, you breathe in the starseed frequencies of unity consciousness, you're anchoring in those frequencies and you are helping to complete and move into this process of the Sat Yuga. You are aligned with your mission. So even the memory of it is very beautiful. And of course, as we chant and talk together, we're anchoring in the reality of bringing the divine love consciousness onto the planet, which means, of course, unity consciousness, compassion, empathy, and honesty. It doesn't mean being walked on or taken advantage of. It means standing in our truth. It may mean being honest with someone and telling them to leave us alone, or that we don't want a particular, whatever it is, GMO food or pollution, whatever it is. So this is the moment to, it really is the moment where we're separating from the consciousness of 3D, of duality, of being programmed in general on the planet by 3D patterning and duality, and we can step into creating a planet where we don't have a planet of programmed beings. We're moving out, just at the beginning, out of the basically control of duality. People being conditioned and controlled by being taught patterns, so many patterns of limitations in the schools, being trained to being controlled, sit down, be quiet, I'm going to tell you what history was really like. This is the very moment of moving out of that whole arena of being controlled by duality. So we've got this Yod that we talked about last week, which is the finger of God, and it's pointing to Jupiter. The top of the Yod, the apex of the triangle, is Jupiter in Gemini, which is, Jupiter, of course, is the planet of expansion, and Gemini is, let's explore many different ways of seeing the new world, of seeing the dimensions, of seeing new possibilities. So we're expanded by looking at the world in new ways. And it's also, it also is pointing to the activation of the divine feminine, which of course Shakti activation was founded upon. But this Yod is saying this is the moment where the divine masculine and the divine feminine is becoming activated and balanced. The triangle is a new balance. We're coming into a new sense of balance, a new source of what actually, where the balance lies in our own solar plexus, within our own hearts. So you might feel yourself a little woozy or a little off-centered, but know that, just deep breathe. We're coming into a new sense of balance because the new codes, the new blueprints are being put in place, are being sent in this window, this initiation window, this portal window right now. So the old blueprints, we've talked about this before, but really literally are being taken out of commission is what I'm being shown. And it's almost like I'm seeing these workers putting this new blueprint, like installing new windows in your house, but it's new blueprints that, if for people that can look through these new blueprints, the world is going to start, is going to work better. But if people are still trying to arrange the world based on the old patterns and the old blueprints and things, those blueprints and those ways of being are going to keep falling more and more away. So we've got we've got these rays, these 12, it's called the 12 rays, the new blueprint, the new divine blueprint has to do with 12, the activation of 12 rays, which is the activation of 12 strands of our DNA, which moves us into being able to receive and reflect the crystalline consciousness from carbon to crystalline. So when we have the facets, the 12 crystalline facets activated in our DNA, and we are able to reflect those 12 facets or rays of light. In other words, we're not stuck just reflecting a lower frequency, and it's spiral. So if you can imagine like a crystal, like the kind that you maybe hang in your windows, and it's rotating in a crystalline, in a spiral structure, and as it rotates up, it reflects these different rays. That's the activation of your 12 strands of DNA. So we're moving up this activation spiral right now during these days between the 12th and the 21st. So anytime, so we're going to be doing the Ekankara, we started talking about this last week. Any time that you can practice that meditation, moving your consciousness in a spiral up your chakras from your base up to your crown and connected with the divine crown chakra, then you're going to be also activating your DNA. So that's a really important meditation to do between now and at least the 21st or till, okay, Yogi Bhajan's saying, do it at least till January 1st or beyond, or for 40 days, whatever you like. But again, he gave us that last week. That's a really great meditation to do to activate your crystalline DNA frequencies. So what else? Let's go ahead and take a breath and see what else we're supposed to talk about today. So also as we activate these 12 strands of DNA, we activate the balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, and we activate what's called essence genes, which is our soul essence being activated in our physical body, so that we can radiate as divine beings through this part animal, part human, part divine body. So we're activating these interdimensional links. So the DNA activation gives us the ability to move through the 10 dimensions. And we are the 10th dimension. When we activate the Kundalini in our physical body, then we create the whole spiral connect, moves up from the center of the earth, where we have the crystalline frequency of the mother of Gaia, out of the spin of the earth of Gaia, activates the crystalline frequency as a spin, the piezoelectric effect. It spins up. It's the Kundalini activation going up through the dimensions. And as we receive that, the crystalline activation coming up through the center of the earth, then we become the 10th dimension. We become the activators of all the dimension in physical form. And then we move into our mastery, into our self-mastery on the planet at this time. And we crack the code of the ego being in control. So it's about cracking the ego code so that we still have the ego as the operating system of the physical plane and of our bodies, but we're not being directed by the lower frequency ego codes. Those are cracked. So the ego, as we know, likes to just think about itself and its dramas and complain and be a victim and all those things, which are very human also, and that's fine. But when we've cracked the ego code, we start being directed by our soul essence. We start feeling more of that golden flow of light. So we might notice the ego, but then we're allowing our soul to be directing us, our soul to be moving us in alignment with the flow of grace, with the divine, with what the new energies are that are wanting to come through onto the planet at this time. So we move really into our soul starts being activated once we get to the subtle body, the ninth body. So we start being more connected with our subtle body and more activating from our subtle body. It's technically said that for every 1,000 souls who start the path, the spiritual path, who want to develop themselves spiritually to get to this point where they're being directed by their soul, where they get to the ninth body, the subtle body, the meditative mind being activated so that they can radiate spiritual light, they have enough intensity, enough frequency, that about only 6 people are able to get to that body, that ninth body, and actually hold high enough frequency to radiate a strong enough spiritual ray to be activated themselves and to activate others and activate the frequencies on the planet. So this is kind of the shaking the branches, the portal activation moment. And Yogi Bhajan saying, you've all made it. Just keep going. This is a really important time to solidify, to really hold that frequency of the ninth body for us, the activation during this time. He's saying, everybody on this call and listening to this call, he's saying, thank you. We're entering the portal of grace. He's with us. We're using the codes of the chakras, the codes of the mantras for the chakras he gave us to link with him and the golden chain and to be carried across. So he's saying, never underestimate the power of the mantras and linking with the golden chain, and you'll be carried across. And we are being carried across in this moment in time. So, without further ado, let me see if I can go ahead and start our Leia Yoga. Here we go. So I'm just going to walk to my phone that has the speaker so I can put this on. Can I need to use this for 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Milky Way galaxy and letting it go. And we're going to chant a call. So just all chant them and just, you don't need to unmute your phone. Keep your phone muted. A call. A call. A call. And blessings to all those Connecticut and other places. May you merge into the light. Be free. Mahigiru. And inhale and let it go. Beautiful. So if anybody would like to share anything, we can share for a couple of minutes. And then again, I will see you on the 8th. And happy holidays. Would anybody like to share anything before we complete this portal moment call and start the new world? Go ahead.
It was really beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Linda. I felt it was really beautiful, too. Wow. I'm feeling so much better. I'm really appreciating that we all got together today. I do acknowledge I was kind of, my energy was sort of going all over the place. That Ekong car really kind of helps me get focused, aligned, my energy aligned. I felt being like I was being pulled in lots of directions, and now I'm feeling, yeah, more lined up. Anybody else?
Yes, I was
wanted to say the same thing too. I just felt, I felt kind of here and there and everywhere today, and now I feel much more lined up. And I just had to share with you that, you know, the song to the Ekankara was Tchaikovsky's. It's the Arabian dance to the Nutcracker, actually.
It is? Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah. It is. And so how appropriate is that? Yeah, for this time of year. And actually, as I danced in that for like I don't know how many years, but that was my dance, and I danced the Arabian dancer like for at least 8 or 10 years, you know, straight. You know?
Oh my God! That's so beautiful.
It's really cool. It's really cool. It's like, oh my God! Because it's always this time of year as you perform in it. So yeah, that was so perfect. So thank you.
Wow. Thanks so much for sharing that. That's really great. I will think about that now every time I dance. I will be sharing dancing. I can't wait to see you dance that sometime.
Yeah. I will show you as we all get together.
When we get together in 2013. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I look forward to seeing you and talking to you and being with you and meditating with you between now and January 8th. And I'll be anxious to hear about how your holiday portal experience was. I'm sure it'll be wonderful.
Oh, this was great, Gil Karen. I really like doing this one. I do this every evening before I go to sleep, so it really grounds me good.
Oh, you are? Oh, great. That's wonderful. Yeah. Beautiful. Thanks, Tejpreet. Okay, everybody. Happy holidays. Sat Nam, Wahe Guru. Love to you, everybody in our group and families, known and unknown, and the Ascended Masters and Yogi Bhajan and the angels are all, you know, thanking us for our divine service and knowing that we can call upon them. They're saying that we can call upon them all during the holidays for strength and grace and if anything comes up. They're a support team, as well as we are. And if anybody needs me, call me or email me or something. I'm around.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for the movie.